This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Orioles tonight, 7:07, taking on the Blue Jays. Maryland, they went bye-bye quietly in the second half.
Yeah.
And it looks like Kevin Willard's going bye-bye. Boy, I can't wait to see his introductory press conference with Villanova, if in fact that's what happens, which everyone's assuming it will, but... When? Tonight? Monday? When's all this going down? And when's Buzz Williams get introduced in College Park? Because that portal's open. Got to get some portal action.
Feels like it probably won't become official, either one that is, until after April 1st or on April 1st, because that's the buyout date. That's when the buyout prices drop for both Williams and Willard. So keep that in mind.
And Buzz makes around the same yearly salary as Willard, I believe, $4 million plus here.
Yeah, he's making good money.
Yeah.
He's making good money, so I guess we might have to wait just a few more days.
All right, let's get to the Orioles and the rest of the baseball predictions. Yesterday, Ryan, me, Nolan, and Vinny did our picks for the American League. We didn't get into, the White Sox are going to be 40. No, it's just division winners and wild cards. I want Orioles in the East, purple Kool-Aid. Going Twinkies in the Central. And Seattle, if they could score runs out West. I mean, Gilbert... got no run support yesterday. I think they wound up winning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. Wild cards, New York, Boston, Detroit. Nolan, what was yours?
Yankees win the East, but it doesn't stop the Orioles from going to the ALCS. They'll get hot as a wild card team. Astros win the West, like they always do, a billion years in a row. And I like the Royals in the Central. It's really up for grabs, but I feel like they're best equipped.
What do you got there, Ryan Ripken?
I got the Strohs out in the West until it's happened. I'm watching the Rangers, but I'm going to go Strohs. The Central, I like what the Guardians do. I think that I'm going to stick with Cleveland because I like their makeup and I like Steven Vogt a lot, and they do a lot of heads-up things well. And then in the East, I'm taking the Birds. They dominate against the AL East, started off good here. I do think that they have the best offense. And I think that the pitching's going to hold up well enough, and then we'll see what happens in the postseason.
I went Bobby Witt Jr. as the MVP, Logan Gilbert as the Cy Young. Nolan, where'd you go there?
Echoing you with Logan Gilbert, but Jose Ramirez will win MVP, first time in his career.
Who's your MVP and who's your Cy Young American League?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm trying to... When's the last time we had a repeat of a Cy Young Award winner? I think if Scoob, I'll put it this way, Scoobal's healthy, which I expect. I think he repeats and does it again.
Okay.
I really like with Scoobal, and I'm with Bobby Witt Jr. I think that with Gunner actually and starting a little bit behind schedule, give me Bobby Witt Jr. taking it home.
All right, and I'm going to Orioles American League champs. Yeah, purple Kool-Aid. And orange and red, whatever.
It's mix cool. It all together.
Yeah, you know, and you get the nasty Kool-Aid. Whatever. All right, National League. East, I'm going Atlanta. Brujas in the Central. Dodgers in the West. Wildcards, Phillies, Diamondbacks, and the Reds. The Cincinnati Reds trying to think outside the box. What do you got, NL, Nolan McGraw?
Yeah, the East, I think it has to be the Phillies. Backs against the wall here. I mean, they didn't have a great offseason, but I feel like that star power is still there. A little motivated. Braves will still be a wild card team, as will the Mets. A lot of teams coming out of the East there. In the Central, it's got to be the Cubs for me. Best offseason by far. And the West, goes without saying, it's the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think Dodgers there, except I do expect the Padres, led by Gavin Sheets, of course, Maryland native, right there. Big home run there late in the game. Pinch hit home run. Welcome to San Diego. The Central, I'm going to go with Tito and the Reds. I like the hire a lot, and I think that they have a lot of good pieces. I think that they could shock and win that division. And I'm going Phillies, but I do expect Atlanta to be in. I do think that the Mets, and then what, that leaves me with one more. I'm not going to sleep on Milwaukee. I think the Brew Crew are just a very, very solid team.
NL MVP, I'm going to get lame in these two picks. Shohei Ohtani. And then Skeensy as the Cy Young Award winner there.
Yeah, I'll go one chalk, one somewhat unique. Skeens will be the chalk pick.
Okay.
Pretty simple. But just like I didn't pick Judge to win MVP in the American League, that's the obvious one. Ohtani's obvious in the National League. How about Bryce Harper? Mm. All right, a man possessed here, a man on a mission to get the Phillies over the hump.
Yeah, I'm gonna be lame. Ohtani, Skeens. I don't see anything outside of a Cy Young if Skeens doesn't if he pitches the full year, that's his award. And if Ohtani plays and he pitches at all and hits 30 home runs, he's gonna get the award.
Now with Shohei, pardon me, as we talk about with Lamar Jackson in the NFL. I mean, Lamar Jackson should have been the MVP of the league this year. Mm. And I'm a Josh Allen fan, by the way.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does voter fatigue set in with Ohtani saying that, you know, Harper has a monster season, where it's like, well, he won it last year, let's give it to Bryce Harper, who, by the way, has won it before himself, too.
Yeah. Won it twice.
Yeah, I mean, Nolan, what do you think on that?
I think it's inevitable because it's not just Lamar in the NFL. It's Jokic in the NBA. Yeah. And you could make the argument that Jokic, some of the stuff that he's doing right now is otherworldly, has never been done before in a rich history of the league. So I think it's just inevitable. It happens in every sport. You know, guys are on top for 3-4 year span. And Ohtani's still going to, I mean, nobody can actually challenge him as the consensus best player in baseball. If we're being truly honest, just like Jokic, SGA's great. I love him. But he's not better than Jokic. His skill set isn't as good as Jokic. I'm sorry.
But it's most valuable.
All right, well, not a cop-out, but that's sure. Always going to be the definition that people point to try to give it to other people.
Yeah, isn't that the decision making? Most valuable means what would you be without? So Jose Ramirez, when you talk about how people view him in Cleveland to that team, you can't replace him. Ohtani, they have so much talent, you could replace with the Dodgers. But if you're talking about skills, who has a chance to hit 50 jacks and pitch and have be a top 10 pitcher in the game? Like if Babe it's just Ruth. Off of that, it's going to be Ohtani by default. And if he deserves it and he brings all the metrics, then he should be MVP. So
I'm going Dodgers to win the NL, which sets up a rematch of the 1966 World Series, Orioles in L.A. And after 59 years, L.A. gets the revenge. Mm. I got them going back-to-back, so there you go.
Bold.
So I'll be lame, yeah. Lame. I'd like to see somebody else win it. I'm not trying to get on that Mets bandwagon, you know what I mean? And it'd be cool if, the Pirates or somebody made a run. I mean, but I don't see that happen.
No. A better question would be, who's facing the Dodgers in the NLCS?
Who did I go with? Atlanta.
That'd be entertaining.
It would be.
It all depends on Acuna and what he. Look, Ozuna had an MVP level year himself, but 35, 36 now. Can he duplicate? What's Spencer Strider going to look like back from Tommy John? I mean, they got a lot of what ifs, but so does everybody.
Yeah. You know? Well, I was going to say everyone was complaining that the Braves didn't make any moves. Well, yeah, they did. They activated their two stars, Spencer Strider, who's a Cy Young candidate, and Ronald Acuna Jr., who is an MVP. They got better. Plus, you have Chris Sale, but how healthy are they? Do the guys make that next step? Atlanta's probably one of those teams I'm most intrigued to watch in the National League for sure because of all that.